Oh, that's right. The brand new afternoon show on WIP. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz. Early Phillies game tonight. 6:05 first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind that. Don't mind if I do. Start them at 5:30 from now on. In bed by 8:30? Come on. Now, Jalen Hurts spoke for the first time in a long time. We want to know if he is going to be the guy who is going to lead the locker room. Before we do, when I see the Jeff Gordon on the line of Live Nation, I go to the call right away.
Yes.
What's up, man? How are you? When is the WIP Afternoon Show Music Festival happening here in Philadelphia?
Well, we're going to put that together for sure.
All right, good, sure. good.
And again, I don't think I have a controversy, now more that I think about it.
Yeah.
But in the 90s, there was a upheaval of hair rock to grunge. So I'll say that's kind of a controversy on some level.
You mean just like the hair bands going away, weren't going away for grunge?
Yeah, like, you know, like all the guys that wore makeup and teased their hair then went into Nirvana and Pearl Jam.
Yeah, as a hair band guy, as a poison.
I am too.
Yeah, I was very sad when that happened.
I like the good ones, like Rat, but it got kind of like out of control.
Now, I'm a Warrant guy. I like Warrant. I'm a Warrant guy. You going to the game tonight?
I am.
They're going to win?
If we don't, we have to move a Bad Bunny concert. So, yes, I want them to win. I've got duplicity here. I want them to win as a fan, as well as I don't want to move the show.
Oh, right, so, because if they lose, they have to play Friday, and that's when the Bad Bunny concert is.
Yes, sir. So we need to win.
Oh, boy.
Let's cheer on a win. And I really think the true difference is Nick Nurse. That's my opinion.
You know, it's a good point. We haven't talked about Nurse at all and what Embiid has gone through. You know, I always liked Brett Brown. I was a Brett Brown guy. But clearly, Brett Brown and the version of Doc Rivers we got was not what Joel needed at his apex. And the way that Embiid has played this year with Nurse, the way that he's passed, I never even thought he was capable of being a passer like he has been this year. I think it's all Nurse. I think he has buy-in, and I think he's been much better defensively, too, and I think that's Nurse.
And with respect to the Flyers and Danny B and Jonesy and Dan Helferty and everybody over there, they did a great job with what they had, and we'll see what happens in the future. And we trust in Holly.
Well, I wish you luck with the Bad Bunny concert.
Maybe you'll be a reasonable bunny.
Yeah. Reasonable bunny, maybe?
Well, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Our friend Ike Richmond said, maybe we should bring back hip-hop.
Oh, there you go. Well, I don't know.
The other bunny.
The other bunny, yeah. Well, I don't know if he'd sell quite as many tickets as Bad Bunny.
No. We're sold out. I want them to win like nobody's business.
Fingers crossed, Reba. It's good to hear your voice.
All right, bless you.
All right, see ya. So Jalen Hurts, you know, the quarterback is always going to be the story here. Obviously, he wasn't the only one who failed down the stretch with the Eagles last year. But when you win, the quarterback gets the credit. When you lose, the quarterback gets the blame. And one of the things that people talked about pretty consistently from local reporting to national reporting is that the Jalen's way, personality style, was not that of what the team needed from a leader down the stretch, from the quarterback.
Yeah.
Also, even just his general sort of straight-laced, not straight-laced, but you know what I mean, no emotion sort of thing does not work. So he spoke today for the first time, and we did hear him talk about some of these things. The first thing he talked about was the Eagles moving on and getting a new offensive coordinator.
I think as a player, I definitely yearn for the sustainability and the consistency there as, you know, a coach style serves for his offensive line room. As a quarterback, I yearn for those things in the play caller and the quarterback coach because you kind of see how consistency in those areas can breed excellence. And his track record kind of shows for that. So that's definitely something that I desire. I find myself in a situation very similar to college in terms of having a constantly revolving, you know, thing and door in terms of coordinators and coaches.
He doesn't sound thrilled that Brian Johnson is no longer here. Now, do you like Ike? Do you like that he vocalized his displeasure? Or is that like, you're coming back, you don't you just say, loved playing for Brian, excited to work with Kellen? You're really
yeah, it's the first time I heard, so I hadn't heard the quotes, right? I saw him, but I hadn't heard them. And you hear him speak.
Yeah. Revolving door hit me pretty hard.
Yeah. And he's choosing his words deliberately, and he knew what he wanted to say before he got up there. Yeah, I would have liked to have heard more of a, I guess, just a blind endorsement of what direction the organization is going into, because it would sort of give you the implications that he's all in with Kellen Moore being here, new ideas, fresh ideas, and you want him to be excited about those things.
Yeah, like I want to be, maybe I don't know if I'm defending him here. Mm-hmm. It's a tough balance to strike between we don't want him to be a robot because that is what we are criticizing him for.
Sure.
So on some level, if he is unhappy, he wants some consistency. On some level, I want him to be honest about that.
Yeah.
I do think that there is a way to craft that and make it sound like you're disappointed, you didn't that the team didn't play well enough to keep Brian here, but right. also you've seen the resume of success that Kellen Moore has, and you're excited to learn and grow and be better. But he was being honest,
yeah.
which sometimes, he usually just seems irritated to be doing these press conferences. He doesn't sound that way, but he did sound honest, you know?
Yeah, and listen, you can't fault a guy for giving you his true and honest feelings, and that's not what I'm doing. It's the reason why we're discussing these comments.
Right.
Because had he just said, I'm looking forward to working with Kellen Moore. I know what his track record is. I know the success he's had in this league. We got some new ideas. We got some new weapons that we brought in. I'm just excited to get started to work and learn the offense and make sure we got this thing humming. Like harping back on Brian Johnson not being here or moving on from coaches. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being critical of Jalen. I'm just taking what I'm taking away from what he's saying.
You're just trying to figure out where his head is at based on what
he's
saying.
That's all I'm doing. Yeah. I'm just taking, I'm trying to read into what he's saying. And it does seem like there is some consternation there about changing coordinators again.
Right.
Right? Like that's really what he was trying to get across, is that I would be a better player, or I think most – units are better when there is some consistency there. If they know they got the same coaching, the same philosophies and those things, they can tend to, I guess, hone your skills and perfect the offense. And he's almost speaking more to, okay, I'm dancing around it. It almost as if he wants to give himself an excuse if he doesn't exceed or succeed.
Right.
Well, is that now I'm in another offense again, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the Eagles aren't going to look at it that way.
So he did talk about Kellen Moore and that offense. Here's what he had to say.
I'm just in sponge mode. I'm letting them do what it is they're going to do, and then we kind of adjust from there. You know, I think the thing that we all have to understand is the importance of a foundation in something. And so – I want the coaches to, declare their foundation in terms of what they want something to be, how they want it to look, and then obviously you're gonna adjust from there. I think when that foundation isn't as strong as you want it to be, it may not, last as long or be as good in the end. And so that's something that we don't want to happen. So I'm just trusting the process in terms of what they're doing, what Coach Kellen is doing, Coach Doug, and everyone, and I'm just being a player, trying to learn as much as I can.
Well, all right. So I hear that, and I hear what I hear is I'm a player. They're the coaches. when they set forth the plan as to what they want us to do, what they want me to do,
right,
then I'm going to try to go out and execute it to the best of my abilities. Now, we got to remember, the last time he spoke at the end of the season.
Players play, coaches coach.
Man, that's what came to my mind.
Yeah.
Is his comments when he said that coaches coach, players play, GM's GM. Like, I'm a player. So all I my job is just they give me the instructions and I go out and do it. That doesn't sound, I guess it sounds more robotic and calculated in the answers versus he's a part of what's going on.
Do you,
like, you're the face of the franchise. You're the franchise quarterback. I don't need you to come off as if you're controlling everything, you're running the show, but you are a part of this. And it, to me, it just feels like he's saying, well, I'm a player. I'm going to let the coaches do what they do. I'm a player, and when they give it to me, I'll try to do my best with it.
His personality is so much different than any other quarterback I can ever remember.
Yeah.
Even, you know, Donovan had his sort of passive-aggressive mm-hmm. moments or whatever, but it seems like quarterbacks are either Carson-y in that all they do is say the cliches or whatever, mm-hmm. or they are sort of the opposite. You get the Joe Burrows, Tom Brady, guys that are that seem into it, sincere, all that kind of stuff. This, I have trouble, honestly, I have trouble even guessing what he actually feels.
Yeah, I come away from this, and maybe there's more there, Jack.
There's one more. And maybe there's one more.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what I was hoping to hear.
Well, can we play the last
yes,
one?
Yes, yes, go
Why
ahead.
Don't we play the last one? Because somebody asked him about culture setting.
Okay.
And I think this is an important one.
You said at the end of last year that different years required different things from you and from everybody. What do you feel like you need to do different this year in that regard that, you know, to what you said?
You know, I think leaving it to no one else to set the culture and how I want it to be. Communicating that with everyone above and communicating that with my teammates. And carrying it.
So he says, oh, you're not. He didn't say it's on him.
Yeah, I just, this is a new beginning. You're the face of the franchise. I like to hear a little more excitement about, and maybe the questions weren't asked, so maybe I'm spitballing and everything that, and maybe I'm being unfair, and if I am, I apologize, but I'm telling you as what I was expecting to hear and what I would like to hear. I would like to hear more excitement about working in this offense, working with the new players that they have, Saquon Barkley, getting into meeting rooms with Kellen Moore and figuring out how can we be explosive, how can we, like, that's the stuff that I would have wanted to hear. It just seems more like it's a robotic answer that, does he seem like he's attached?
No, but he never seems attached to anything.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess that's just him. I don't know, man. When you're the face of the franchise, dude, like, you should be an extension of what the front office is saying. Like, he isn't under some sort of contract situation. It's not like Dak, who's on the last year of his deal, and he doesn't know if he's going to be there.
Right.
Those type of things. Like, you're here.
You're the future.
You're the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, why does it sound like you're just another employee on just another player on the team? That's just me.
Jack, did anybody ask him about A.J. Brown?
No A.J. Brown question.
They might ask him about his excitement for the his new teammates, the new offense.
He was asked about Saquon.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, I have it.
You didn't get anything from it?
No.
Okay. Okay, maybe it's just me putting too much into it. That's because that's what everybody will tell me. Oh, leave him alone. You're putting too much into it, too much thought into it. I just want to hear him feel like he's more connected to what they're doing. Like, this is supposed to be an exciting time for this offense. He has tons of weapons around him. I would want to hear how excited he is to get out here on the field with these guys. And we got a lot of work to put in before we get to next season. It could be a dangerous offense. We could do some real I lay up at night wondering, like, all the things that we could do with this offense and
that's
the players
just not
that we
him,
have.
Though.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to hear his excitement level for the new offense?
Yeah,
I mean, you're gonna be jumping out of your seat. I'm just letting you know. He's so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to work with him. I know they have a history of doing really good things, and I've actually Coach Nuss recruited me to Florida back then, and when I was coming out of high school. So I have a pre-existing relationship with him. We're just all excited, you know. I know they're kind of finalizing some of the things, and you know, crossing their T's and dotting their I's in terms of, you know, what it's exactly going to be. But I'm just all ears, you know. I'm a sponge, and you know, I think there's you know, some beauty in there.
You ready to run through a brick wall in there?
Do you know what?
It's April. Wait. You know, I'll be told I'm overreacting. It's April. Who cares what he says in April? So forget about the old curmudgeon player who used to play. I just hadn't heard from my guy all offseason, and it's the first time he speaks. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much. Nothing's changed. Put it that way.
Well, the good news is that is Instagram with AJ?
The Instagram news, yes.
The good news is that AJ Brown's Instagram profile picture is Tom Brady. Look, things are fine.
AJ, Tom Brady.
I don't want to upset AJ.
No, we don't need to read into it, I guess. You know, AJ has allowed to put whoever he wants in his profile picture.
Well,
he never played with Tom Brady before.
Making something out of nothing.
Normal stuff.
Totally normal. I wonder what he thinks of Kellen Moore.
We'll try to get to the bottom of that one.
I just caught on to that.
Jerry, you're on WIP. Jerry.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Spike. Now that you're back in Philly, everything can just kick off. So, you know, this station, to me, has three of the most knowledgeable guys on the East Coast as far as three different sports. We got Spike with basketball, the Sixers, who's a guru. We got Jack, the professional baseball analysis, and we got the other true guy of football, Mr. Ike Reese. So I really take a pride in calling your show, and you guys let me call the show and blow my truck horn, because next time you hear my truck horn, Spike,
yes, sir,
it'll be next week with a real truck horn. I will be on the road driving, and that's a fact.
Wait, so I don't know the backstory. Are you not driving currently?
Right now, no.
Okay.
I am not. I had a couple bumps. Jack and I can fill you in on what happened. I was in a terrible accident, almost lost my life.
You're almost back. You're going to be back next week.
I'm back. I'm just not back in a truck yet, which will happen. I'm flying to Chi-Town on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And I'll be rolling back to the East Coast or wherever, and then you're going to hear the real horn, Spike, soon.
Okay? Amazing. Congratulations on battling back. Looking forward to you driving and hearing the truck horn while it's on the road. The Sixers going to win tonight? You have faith in Embiid?
Yeah, I have faith in Embiid, but I agree with Ike to give Maxey the chance to make that shot. Because if he makes that shot, on your point, Spike, that it could change the whole freaking thing of the playoffs. And, like, you're right. They won't need to double team him. They won't need, you know, they may have to, why, okay, well, Maxey gets the ball. He changes a three from nowhere. So anywhere. So that possibly could just happen. I really think that will happen. So I got the one last thing of your thing for the day.
Yeah. 90s, and your favorite 90s scandal.
The Biggie Tupac.
Ooh.
Still to this day has not been resolved, and they still don't have they arrested somebody not too long ago, but they still don't have a proper shooting for either one of them, and it's been dragging on for years. There's all kinds of shows, Netflix, you name it, all that stuff is still out there, and they still don't have a freaking they still don't have an answer of who killed who.
Thank you for the call, Jerry. Congratulations on getting back to the truck. So we have to pick a winner.
And we do have an answer who killed Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to be dry snitching on the radio airwaves here.
Well, I mean, it's...
KVD is definitely going to jail for Orlando Anderson killing Tupac.
Yeah.
And let's face it, Suge had Biggie killed. We all know this.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. So you,
you know Suge does a podcast from jail?
I saw that. I tell you, people in jail living pretty good, man. Podcasts, cell phones, internet service.
Yep. Everyone's got a podcast. Everyone's got a podcast. Now, you just unleashed the Bill of Spike, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you feel about, you know, a caller starring the show with the truck horn?
It's fine.
Okay, that one counts.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how you were going to handle
it. Nah, that guy, I mean, you almost die in a car crash. God bless him.
Yeah.
When he's on the road, maybe we'd do one truck horn instead of like six of them, but I'm good with him.
Okay.
So, okay, in a second, we're going to pick our favorite 90s scandal, pick the winner. But before that, the Twitter poll of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers. I can tell you, speaking of engagement, people on Twitter are thrilled about the Bill of Spike. They are. They are just... They are just celebrating it.
Really?
Yes. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, Sixers are down two with the ball on the final possession. Who do you want taking the final shot tonight? 56% say Embiid, 44% say Tyrese Maxey. So we did the morning show side question today in honor of John Wayne Bobbitt not only losing his... you know, friends. His manhood, losing 10 toes as well. Favorite 90s scandal. Look, Biggie and Tupac coming in right under is a good one.
It's a good one.
Milli Vanilli. It's a good one.
Good one.
Tiny Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
So the famous Detroit.
Yep.
Detroit Japan
Super Bowl.
Yep. Hammer.
Also Norway.
Exactly right. Yep. Tyson Buddy Holyfield, Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee, Andre Rison.
Yep.
A lot of big answers. Hugh Grant.
Yep.
Yeah. And we did the Bill Clinton one.
Yeah, I know which one I think. What do you think?
Well, as far as 90s scandal,
yeah,
I got to admit, Jerry the Truck Horn guy came in with the hammer at the end. I mean, Tupac and Biggie. Yeah. Tupac and Biggie's deaths. I don't know if there was anything, at least for me. Maybe for other people. For me, that's probably the biggest one.
The only thing that I think is close is the president sleeping with an intern and staying the president.
Yes.
Is pretty wild. And then becoming an honorary member of the black community.
Man, he was living it up.
Yeah.
Hey, it was booming times in the 90s, man.
You want to break the tie, Jack?
I'll go with Lewinsky. To break the tie.
That doesn't break the tie. Lewinsky, yes. Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but she was a part of that.
Yes. who was the caller?
Derek and Paoli.
Derek and Paoli. Congratulations, Derek and Paoli. Look, I mentioned early Phillies game, 6:05 start. That means leads off next on the new afternoon show, WIP.
So everyone heard that I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is practically in my backyard.
Wow, you're an appliance man and a carsman?
When you think of a guy's guy.
A hackersman and a carsman.
Man.
I love it.
They're just so man of many traits, as they say.
Yep.
I got my first car in high school from Scott Honda. Scott Honda is a phenomenal place.
Gearhead? Are you gearhead?
Nah, I can't do much gears.
All right, sorry.
I can't, but it's okay. Scott Honda's been serving the area for generations, including my family, and now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester and New Jersey, you're in luck because Scott Honda is now coming to Vineland. So get down there today and you'll experience the wonderful, wonderful Scott Honda way. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you.